Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Otto Loos.
Been a fun morning, John.
It really was. We had Joanne, Paula, and Rebecca on, two deputies and one nurse from the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence group. And those ladies are unbelievable. We have Dan Cox, who's the director of the radio program here at LIU Post. And the one thing about Paula, she's going to a geriatric mental health program for them for two days.
At Adelphi, which is obviously not this school, but that's still a good school.
We all support
which,
each other.
The point is, in North Hempstead, everybody's constantly educating themselves. Psychosis is something that usually was in children, but now it's becoming more prevalent in seniors, and you have to watch out for those things. And the Journal of Psychiatric Health, volume 172, has a full thing about psychosis in seniors.
Wow, that's very appropriate.
172, why would you think so?
Well, I have a feeling that it's connected to Christina.
You know, I don't know if psychosis is connected to Christina. I don't know.
Psychosis or the number.
You know, I've been listening to the Christina Lu show for a long time.
And you're a fan.
And I am a big fan. And I hate taking up any time. And that's why I didn't want to be here today. But I was going to ask John when we came back from the break. He's got a number in his head. We got to figure it out.
Yeah, right. I don't know.
But you do always
is.
Learn a fact, because now we all know about this.
When Paula turned around and said she was going to the psychiatrist, I was like, oh, my God, you got it.
Perfect segue. There we go. Write it down,
so
everyone.
So the number is what?
172.
So it's been 172 days since
her birthday.
You know what?
We're coming on the midway.
Yeah, we are coming up
close
on the
halfway. Close to halfway.
Yeah, and we start counting down.
Get ready.
Wow.
There we go. The most important thing of today's show. Thank you, John.
Just before the break, Dan was going to go over some of the programs.
Yeah, I was just going to mention some of the talk programs that we have here. And the funny thing about it is that the original host of this program, Evelyn Roth, when she left the program, she, I thought, that's it. She's retired from radio. No, I got a phone call. I miss it. So she has a new program that's on at 10 a.m. on Monday mornings called At Your Service, which is a terrific program. It's a one-hour kind of a just conversation with different people and learning about them from their everything that they've done.
No, what's great is that she's had a lot of people that were on here, but you're able to talk to them longer. So it's a perfect little, because we're always in communications about it.
I was actually on that
you
program.
You were on, right?
Are you what?
On both sides. I actually interviewed Evelyn for an hour.
He was a guest host.
I told her,
host.
I said, part of the deal is if I come on
as
a guest, I said, then I'm going to be able to interview you the next time, which I did.
And that's what she does. And they end up being little personal histories, so they're nice. Right. You know, you learn about the person, you learn. It's a very, very friendly show. And then Naomi has Enjoy Life, which is a program at 11 o'clock on Monday mornings, which is a program about senior citizens, kind of, you know, the kind of different things that they do to enjoy life after retirement. The In-Between is on Tuesdays at 10, and Donna talks with people. It's a little more political, that show. They like to find not they don't take sides. They try to find solutions to the common problems, and that's a fairly new show. And then Senior Moments, which we all love Senior Moments, that's produced by the Glen Cove Senior Center. And Stu and Nina basically talk to people who are in the arts or in entertainment, who have gone on to do, who's still in it for the most part in their senior years, but are still plugging along and enjoying life.
Right.
On a lot of music in that show, so it's kind of a mix, very entertaining. Wednesdays we have Suddenly Solo with Hal Spielman. Good old Hal, and he wrote a book called Suddenly Solo. Apparently, when his wife passed away, he realized he didn't know how to do anything, and he wanted to find out.
Port Washington,
and he's a Port Washington guy, and he wanted to figure out because he'd been in marketing for many years, and he used all his studies and things like that. How many men are like that, or how many? And it ended up being a very popular book with women because he gives away a lot of secrets, guys.
Yeah,
a lot of secrets about men.
There are more women around than men in that category.
Yeah. Yes. Well, Wednesdays at 11 o'clock, we import a show because we're looking for another community-based show for that, and it's for good reason. And it's an NPR program.
For Good Reason is the show.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and that's imported, and they have stories every week about different individuals and things like that. But it's one of those spaces in my programming that if I found a local community member,
you heard it here first, PI members.
You give us a call, and we'll talk, and we'll see if we can develop something. It gets competitive. Once I put the word out there that I need a new show, I'll have three or four people call me, and I've got to disappoint at least two of them or three of them sometimes. So it's unfortunate. Thursdays at 10, we've got Seldom Said with Bob Amato. Bob was a history teacher at Island Trees High School. He's retired. And he's our most serious show, I guess, of the week. He talks a lot about issues, current issues and trends and things like that. He's done some incredible programs. He talks to people all around the world. Mostly by phone, sometimes by Skype, and you know, he takes on a more serious edge. But I think the most thoughtful people among us, because I had done some talks at an Atria in Great Neck, some of the most thoughtful people we have are senior citizens, because just due to the experience that they have,
I
found them to be fascinating. Their take on a lot of serious issues, and Bob is one of those guys who kind of pulls that out. Taking Care of Business. That show's been on longer than you guys. I know. I'm sorry.
But it's only 1 hour.
But it's only 1 hour.
Thank you, Don.
And Richie is a lawyer, Richie Solomon. And he started that show as an internet streaming podcast many years ago. And we brought him onto the FM the same time we brought on you guys. Well, maybe, all right, after you guys. So it's a little shorter for Richie. And Taking Care of Business, he talks to everybody. He's talked to everybody from Ruth Westheimer to astronauts. This year, he got the Navy to fly him out to a carrier before Fleet Week, and he got to stay overnight on the carrier and come in with Fleet Week. It was an amazing program.
Wow.
He takes his recording equipment with him, and he talks to was talking to the people on board. But it was amazing. He goes to every book fair. He just talks to these amazing people. But that was the most interesting one lately. Is that they flew him out. He had to go through this entire process of, you know, background check and FBI and all that kind of stuff. But they flew him out, and he got to stay overnight on a carrier, or I think it was a carrier or a battleship.
I stayed overnight on a carrier about a year.
Yeah, but you were in the South Pacific, weren't you?
No, in the Mediterranean.
The Mediterranean?
And okay. Cuba.
And oh, nice.
Yeah.
I want to go to Cuba. You can now, right?
Yeah, well, now you can. Well,
when I was there, Castro was running around, and you could not get off the base. So I was there for 2 months. And only on the base, we couldn't get off. The base happened to be very, very nice, but you couldn't get off the base because it was too dangerous.
Wow.
Yeah. I think it's 100% open.
It is
now. Right?
Yeah, I mean, it was just for teachers and stuff. Well, you had to go some.
I love the Cuban people when I was there.
Really?
I worked in an office on the whatever the hell it was called. But anyhow, the people were great. Mm-hmm. I was one of the few Navy people among all the civilians, and they were really good people.
Ah.
And they obviously were very, very concerned about what was going on with their whole country.
Cool. And then we have Friday, we have another show. It's on at 10 o'clock. We don't have to talk about that one.
That's right.
But the other programming on the station is music. The rest of it's music.
We also, the music is broken down into, you don't have the same mix all the time.
No. In the morning, well, we call it rock music for adults because we think that, you know, again, this generation understands music going back all the way to the 1950s to probably today. I mean, I know some seniors that you know, are hanging out with Drake, you know.
There
what I mean?
You go.
Rock music for adults was different than it is
yeah,
now.
Yeah, but it we try to keep it, again, my music director is 72 years old, so if that tells you anything.
Great.
So from in the morning, though, we change it up a little bit. From 7 a.m. till the talk block, most of the music in that are from the 60s and 70s, you know, and because, again, we're moving with the generations, trying to get, you know, and we've gotten some nice compliments on the morning programming. But you guys are on till noon, and then from noon to 7, it's a really nice eclectic mix of it's hard to explain. You know, there's no hard rock, you know, because nobody, you know,
right.
There's no hard rock. There's no real soft rock either. We call it what's called in the business, the commercial business, called AAA. It's called adult alternative, and. We believe it's a nice mix of music that doesn't offend anybody. I mean, it's not offensive. You can listen to it for hours at a time, and I do in my office. And I'm amazed sometimes
it's
at some of the music that comes out.
It's great. No, it sounds wonderful.
At 7 o'clock at night, we change gears a little bit. We do a thing called The Rock Show, which is mostly hosted by some community volunteers, but mostly by our alumni. You know, who, again, some of our alumni, as I said, we've been around for 50 years, are senior citizens, and they come in and they do interesting programs. Like the other night, Jeff Kroll did 2 hours on songs with the word, you know, about days. You know, so
days.
Day tripper.
Oh, okay.
Good day sunshine.
Like,
all about days. We have a count. One of our guys, Mike Ricci, always does a countdown show. He'll pick a year, 1965, and count down the top 40 songs from that year. Tony Treguardo, who is Port Washington's media librarian, Port Washington Public Library's media librarian, on Monday night, he does what's called Free Format for Free, which kind of harkens back to those freeform days of the 1960s and 70s where disc jockeys played what we call either thematic progressions, where all the music kind of tied, each set of music kind of ties into itself, either musically or lyrically. And then at 9 o'clock, we have different shows every night. We have Monday night, we have Knocking on Dylan's Door, which is a Bob Dylan-inspired program. Actually, it's one of our most popular programs. Tuesday night, we have K.J. Mills, who plays Urban Addiction, which is a more R&B and hip-hop kind of program. Wednesday night, we've got Into the Void with Dave Leitner, who plays old-school heavy metal, which some of our listeners, especially in their 40s and 50s, enjoy. Thursday night is D Gunboats in the Eclectic Cafe, Eclectic Radio Theater. You want interesting? That's the show
it's
you want to listen
nice,
to. He's all over the place, but he says he wants to play music from the 1920s to the aughts, and anything that sounds good. So he's been all over the place, but he usually themes the show. There's a theme in it. Oh wow, we're
right. I can't believe this.
Yeah. Good. You made me talk too much. And
there
then
you go.
Friday night we've got the Rock and Soul Gospel Show with Chris McIntyre.
Tune in.
Terrific. Yeah. This is unbelievable.
But don't forget the Groovyard.
Great show. That's right.
I want to thank everybody who was on the show today, but most importantly, I want to thank Van and Christina, because you two guys make this possible. It's a 6th anniversary.
Our pleasure. Thank
and if
everyone
neither
else.
Were you involved, this wouldn't be happening. I mean that very sincerely, and I think you know that. We've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is John Ryan. Have a wonderful weekend, everybody, and we'll be here next week.